USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The nation watched in horror last night when a player from the Buffalo Bills suffered a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game. ESPN announcer Joe Buck.
Tonight's Buffalo Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game has been postponed after Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin collapsed. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced Hamlin received immediate medical attention on the field by team and independent medical staff and local paramedics. He was then transported to a local hospital where he is in critical condition.
Brian Koberger, the suspected killer of four University of Idaho students, made the 2,500-mile road trip back home to Pennsylvania with his father and was pulled over twice along the way in Indiana, once for speeding and once for tailgating, according to his public defender. Rich Johnson has more on the extradition back to Idaho.
His public defender says Koberger plans to waive his extradition hearing so he can quickly return to Moscow, Idaho. The lawyer says his client is eager to be exonerated. Koberger's family released a statement yesterday saying they're cooperating to promote his presumption of innocence. He faces four counts of first-degree murder and other charges in connection with the stabbing deaths of four students in their apartment in Moscow, Idaho, about 10 miles from Pullman, Washington, where Koberger was a grad student in criminology. I'm Richard Johnson.
On the eve of the first day of Pope Benedict's body being available for viewing, Italian police predicted 30,000 visitors. By the end of the evening, 65,000 people passed through St. Peter's Basilica. Authorities around the world are imposing limitations or considering blocking travelers from China as COVID-19 cases in the country surge. Global concern that new variants could emerge and that the Chinese government is not being forthcoming to the rest of the world has many governments on edge. Today is National Chocolate-Covered Cherry Day, so no more excuses. This is USA News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Stock futures are gaining in the first trading session of 2023, while the dollar is strengthening. Last year's end was a tough one for many investors, with the S&P ending 2022 down 19%. Its biggest yearly decline since 2008. Government overspending has many in the banking industry predicting a recession in 2023. With the Southwest airline meltdown last week ruining the holidays for many travelers, Washington is planning to step in and correct the problem.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is calling for reforms of the airlines after the debacle with Southwest Airlines canceling and delaying thousands of flights and stranding passengers over the holidays. He outlined his plans Monday outside the state capitol in Hartford.
It is an industry that's rife with monopolistic and predatory practices. The balance of power has shifted in favor of the airlines, with fewer and fewer of them controlling more of the routes, putting passengers more at their mercy.
Senator Blumenthal is proposing to require airlines to provide refunds and fair compensation after flight delays caused by the airline. He's also calling for compensation for lost or delayed luggage, rental cars, meals, and lodging in case of a canceled flight. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Actor Jeremy Renner suffered blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries following a weather-related snowplow accident over the weekend. People magazine reported that it received a statement from Renner's representative confirming the injuries that the Marvel star sustained near his home in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Lance Pry, USA News.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.